It's in you. You possess the power. Just go hard.
I need some motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Crying to myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king. I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needed.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast that helps you be the leader. I'm Jeremiah Sullivan, and I'm your host. I have a special co-host today. Somebody in the room with me. It's somebody that has been with me for over 16 years, my lovely wife. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing in Charisse today to co-host the show. Charisse, say what's up?
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be here.
Cool. If you're new, this is a show that we help you guys achieve success. We help you with your leadership. We help you with your mindset. The goal is that, you know, we want to help you succeed and in turn help your team succeed. Your team could be your friends, your family. It could be the people at work. The thing is you guys can achieve results in your life. You can achieve success, but still not feel fulfilled and complete. You could have kicked ass this year in some areas of life, maybe one or two. But there's nothing worse than closing out the year and feeling like you came up short in other areas of your life that matter to you. Okay. So for example, maybe you crushed your career, but your relationships sucked. Or maybe you lost some friends this year. Or maybe, you know, you try to get your fitness going at the beginning of the year and you fell on that. And you just feel like you're closing out this year right now, going back to familiar patterns, habits, and like you regressed. Even though some of the areas of your life, like your work, maybe it's doing well. You're like on the outside, that was me, guys. That was me. I was the guy where from the outside, that guy's superhuman. He's absolutely crushing it. You know, he's achieving, look at him win. But behind closed doors, that guy's miserable. He's empty inside. He's chasing achievement to fill the emptiness inside of his soul. And so there's a lot more to life than just the one thing that you're after. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to dive into finishing the year 2023 of checking the block and feeling like you completed this year with the best that you could and you won. You got that victory. We're going to dive into some other questions that Charisse has for me on success, mindset, things that can really just help you guys out with your overall performance, okay? Before we get into today's topic, let's just do some brief catching up and then we're going to dive in. Guys, I'm excited to be back on the mic. I am. I really am. We joke, me and Charisse joke sometimes because even my family, I used to be so quiet. You know, I didn't talk much as a kid. And then something happened and it was like a Pringles can. Pop the lid and I just won't stop. You know, I just So it's great to have you on today. You guys, my wife and I have been together for like 16 years. Is that right? I'm fact checking right now.
Almost 17.
Okay. Almost. You know, you guys better, you guys in relationships take note, right?
Double check.
Always
double
ask check. Her if you're right about how long you've been together.
Or overestimate.
Yeah. Or overestimate. We met in Iraq. Mm-hmm. We met at 20 years old. I turned 20 as I got over there. I was 19 when I got there. Then I turned 20. In August, and then spent 15 months there. So we met at 20 years old. We're friends for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then we started dating, and then we did long distance. And we won't go into all the depths of our relationship, but it's been 16 years of trials and tribulations and successes and ups and downs. And I sit here and I'm happy to say that we've grown stronger together. And
absolutely.
We've grown together. You
it's
know,
a huge net positive.
Yeah, not further apart like a lot of people do. She's also an entrepreneur. She does dog training, everything from online training to service animal training to boarding training. And if you guys ever see my dogs on social media off leash behaving super well, it's because my wife trained them. On top of that, she's inside of Conquer Academy, coaching, mentoring, and working the backside of the business with me. We strive to be a power couple and help each other out and fulfill the vision that we have in our minds. So that's a little bit about my wife. She's also been in the military, obviously, like I just said, and she was an absolute killer in the military and she still is a killer today. Charisse, what's a fun fact about you that maybe a lot of people don't know that you want to share with the listeners so that they can connect with you?
I am a huge nerd.
Yeah.
Most people don't realize it when they first meet me, but I watch anime. I listen to all types of, like, I love Nujibes. I read manga. I'm a huge nerd.
Yeah. She's a super nerd. She's actually one of the reasons why my grammar has improved. My speaking has improved over the years because I'm just a Neanderthal. You know what I mean? And she's just helped me every step of the way. So it is going to be a show coming up where I interview her. You guys can be on the lookout for that. Over the last year, you guys might have saw it on social media, but she went through a huge physical transformation. She lost over 60 pounds after finding herself kind of, you know, falling off and in a rut. Shit happens. We all have been there before. And she got it dialed in. She had a huge physical transformation, and the mental transformation has been great too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super happy about that.
Yeah. That's a little bit about her. You guys look forward to having her on more and sharing her story with you guys. But let's dive into today's subject. Recap on the year, and then we'll dive into today's subject. So for us, to get you guys all up to speed, because I know we're a family here. You know what I mean? Like, the show, we put this out and we would connect to friends and family members. If you're new to either one of us, we consider you a friend. Even if we've only had a few interactions, you know, we believe in creating a family environment everywhere we go. And so you guys, we want to connect with you.
We're a global family.
Yeah, exactly. There's people on my social media that knew me. Like this one kid, he was in ROTC when I was a company commander. This other guy, he was in high school when I was in Afghanistan. And it's like, it's just so cool being connected to everybody over the years. Some of the strangers become some of your best friends, man. They really do. And it's like, as you grow and improve, it's crazy because the people you thought were your friends are no longer your friends. And the strangers that you found along the way, they become the best people that you could have ever surrounded yourself by. They're just incredible. So this year has been a season of growth. Matter of fact, it's just been crazy. So we started off this year in Colorado and we ended up moving to Florida I had a cage fight in February. After the cage fight, I recovered from that. And then we made the decision to move to Florida. Basically burned everything down because we felt like we were being complacent and it was time to stretch and grow as entrepreneurs. So we came to Florida. 2 days later, we were on the road. Made the decision. And then 2 days later, we're on the road, head to Florida. Along the way, so we got here, what, in June or July? June.
So we left Colorado in May, stopped in Kansas, and then to visit your brother. And then we got here in mid-May.
Yeah, that's right. Got to spend some family time in Kansas with my younger brother, who's in the Air Force. Then we made it out here. We had a hell of a time finding a place because everything was just, there was just so limited supply. But we got a great place right near the beach, about a mile from the beach. We got a pool in the backyard, which was a little kid dream for me, you know. And then we've been working really, really hard on the business. We've been working really, really hard on ourselves. We've been working really, really hard on our clients, helping them achieve success, helping them with their leadership, their mindset, their businesses. I've been jumping in and doing MMA when I can. It hasn't been the top focus. It will become the top focus pretty soon. But now we feel like it's been, I don't know, 6 months or so.
6 months.
And I'm starting to feel optimized. I'm feeling more and more optimized. We got the Lamborghini Urus. That was a big come up.
Lost two of our dogs this year.
Oh, fuck yeah. Callie and Cuda. Yeah.
Ugh, that was hard.
That was really tough. Man, that ripped my heart out. Yeah, losing your dogs, man. If you dog people out there, you get it. We lost Cuda the same week we got the Lamborghini, so that was a whirlwind. That kind of shows how the year went for us, you know, with the ups and the downs. And I had some great months in business, and we had some tough months, and we had some changes. We tore things down. We rebuilt. My network changed. Your network changed. Anyway, so here we are. We're on the show. It feels good to be back on the mic, and that's really what else did I miss? Anything?
No, that's pretty much everything.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that listen to us that want to change their life. We changed our life very fast. 6 months, we got a whole new network, whole new life, upgraded house, upgraded car, upgraded things, whatever that means, you know. Mm-hmm. Also upgraded looks for both of us. I look totally different than I did last year. Less beard.
Yeah, a lot less
beard. Less body fat. I got it down to 8.6% body fat.
Shredded.
I'm shredded. You dropped weight. You got a brand new car. So out of everything that's happened, our life upgrade, what's a lesson that you learned in the last year or so to create a life upgrade?
Fear is not your enemy. Stepping into that discomfort and those feelings of apprehension, stepping into that is going to lead you where you ultimately want to be. Discomfort and fear are always involved when you upgrade. You can't change without discomfort.
Yeah. Fear is really a guide. Mm-hmm. You know, fear tells you what's meant for you. I always tell people, if you romance your fear, you'll fall in love with it.
Oh man, I was afraid of you when we met.
That's what I'm saying. Look at that. See? Everybody, like in all relationships, it's like that. You're kind of nervous, but you welcome that fear. You romance it, right? Quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And then you fall in love with that person. It was like the military. The military scared the shit out of me, but I romanced that. Mm-hmm. I might like this. We might not need to keep this whole setup going with you as the co-host and sexual innuendos and...
myself.
Make it fun. Make it less in aggressive. I think the last segment, you know, the first 100 episodes, I was very aggressive and passionate. And maybe we'll bring some more humor into these future ones.
I think people need to see that side of you.
That's a whole subject in itself because somebody in my life recently just remembered me from the old ways. I have a lot of different sides of my personality. Everybody does. We all do. You know, Sharice does. Yeah, definitely got to try better to show all sides. But at the same time, like, that message is for a certain type of person. And if you're not that certain type of person, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So a lesson that I learned about creating a life upgrade. Well, this is a lesson that I teach, but it's the biggest lesson that was reinforced this last year. So I coach people on high performance, leadership, mindset, fitness. That's what I do. I help people create their dream lives, become unstoppable leaders, right? One of the things that I teach them is that time is not separating you from your goal. Decision is. And the lesson that that was reinforced this last year on our life upgrade was to decide what you want first and allow the strategy to align. We had to make a decision to go to Florida. We had to make a decision to get the Lambo. We didn't really know how we were going to do any of the things that we set out to do. We just made a decision that we were going to do them. And then the strategy showed up and the path revealed itself. So all of you guys that are out there that are struggling with achieving your goals before the end of the year, I challenge you to become more decisive and get clear about what you want now and then start taking the action. So those are good lessons. Let's dive into the things that you have for us today. Like I said at the beginning, what we want to do is we want the listener to lay down on January or December 31st, New Year's Eve. Maybe they stay up and watch the celebration. Maybe they're old like us and say, screw it, it's too late.
I need to go to bed at 8:30. Yeah.
That's real life, by the way.
let's push it till 10. But you know, they want to lay down on the last day of the year and feel like they did everything that they set out to do, and they want to feel complete. They want to finish this year strong. Okay. With that person in mind, Charisse, what do you have?
So something that I've noticed with a lot of people, we tend to slow down at the end of the year. With wintertime, the weather's colder, everything slows down, including our pursuit of our goals. You know, with the holidays, diets go to the wayside, workouts go to the wayside, with travel, you know, it makes it much more difficult to achieve all the things that we're doing, you know, making money. It slows down because people are spending money on other things, not managing things as well. I want to see people finish strong, go into the new year fully realizing their goals and their achievements.
Yeah. So the question is basically, how do we...
Why do people slow down at the beginning of the year? What do you think is keeping people from stepping into their fullness?
Well, I think most people are driven by timelines versus driven by their individual standards. When you run running, Charisse picked up running this last year. Well, recently, actually, the last like month, maybe
couple
a little
months,
more.
Last
couple months. So when you first start off running, you're constantly thinking about the end of the distance that you're running. You know, so people, what we naturally do when we're trying to achieve something is we think about the end of the task. Oh, I just got to get through this. And I was guilty of that with running as well. I used to think about the end of the 2 mile run when I came into the Army, when I was an engineer private. When you think about the end, as you start getting closer to the end, what ends up happening is you naturally subconsciously slow down or self-sabotage based off of where you think you're going to land. Okay. So think about the Army 2 mile run. And you guys all that are listening, think about this. If you've ever ran 2 miles, you know, athletic time is maybe like 14 minutes or something like that. Like if you're in your 20s, right? In the military, maybe like if you're a male in your 20s, at least that was for me. That's like an average time. I got my 2 mile time underneath 13 minutes, like 12:50. The fastest I ran it was 12:07, 6 minute miles. That's really quick. Not super fast, like running fast, meaning if you're a professional runner, but for the military, it was fast. So my point is that when you run the 2 miles, as you near the end, you have an expectation for yourself. If you think you're close, if you think you're going to run that 2 mile, like I did, underneath 13 minutes, and you're close, you're going to speed up. But if you're really far away, if you're like, you're at the 14 minute mark, and you're closing in on the 2 mile, and you're like, there's no way in hell I'm going to get underneath 13 minutes. People get discouraged and they give up on themselves. So what I'm saying is that people, we all are guilty of this. We allow the light at the end of the tunnel. We allow the end to dictate our performance, the result, the outcome, the end of the race to dictate our performance. Instead of, I don't care what time I'm coming in at. I don't care where I'm about to fall. All I care about is giving my absolute best in this moment, the best foot strike that I can do, run as most efficiently as I can run, focus on my performance and my effort and detach from the time that I think that I'm going to get on the run. If we have a mindset where I focus more on my standards, I focus on my performance and I detach from the outcome, I detach from the end, I'll be more likely to run faster and get closer to my goal. And the reality is that what winners are doing right now, and this is a shift that I had to make. I didn't learn this lesson until I got a mentor. He told me that in December is when you should be planting seeds for January. That was really inspirational for me because there was years where I was discouraged about not meeting my goals in December. And I was like, shit, I'm not going to get it, right? It's like coming in on the Army 2-miler and I'm at like 14 minutes. Oh, shit, I'm not going to get it. But what if I just, you know, change the distance in my head? Okay, it's not about the 2-mile, it's about 3 miles. And I pushed the end of the race a little bit further. And I said, you know what, let me just see how far I can get on this run, how fast I can do 3 miles. Let me just push a little bit further. So basically move the end of your race and think about January, and that should help with the individual performance. Okay, that strategy will help for an individual goal. If you're focused on your business, your career, whatever. But I also will say that you need to measure success more than one way. If you set out to make a certain amount of money this year and you're coming up short, you can still be successful by the end of December as you're going into January in other areas of your life. So we should all be striving. You should have multiple metrics that you're measuring your success by. You can be successful in your relationships. You can be successful with your fitness. You could be successful in your spirituality. You could be successful in your fun and recreation. My message to the person that thinks that they want to finish strong this year is I would make sure that you finish holistically successful this year. Okay. And also don't limit yourself by the end of the year. Start planting seeds for the beginning of January and focus on your standards that you have in a day. What do you need to do today? What do you need to do tomorrow? You know, focus on the short term versus getting discouraged at the end of the race, which is the end of the year.
Yeah. So something that I've also noticed is that people will look back on a year and be like, oh, I failed here, or I wasn't able to do this, or I didn't make this. And that can really take a toll on your self-esteem. And your self-esteem has a huge, huge impact on how you follow through. So if you work on your self-esteem and focus on getting yourself to a place where your self-worth is not based on results, but on your effort and whether you're giving 110%, you know, you're going to have a completely different outlook on the things that you've accomplished and the things maybe you didn't accomplish. You know, those are going to be lessons and not failures.
You know, when you set out to achieve a goal, make more money, get in better shape, whatever it is, you have a metric that you're trying to hit. There's a lag time between the time that you make the decision to achieve the goal and when it arrives. So there's a lot of days in between the decision and the result. So you're really doing yourself a disservice if you're only analyzing your performance off of the result, because you're missing out on all the days that you stacked up in between the decision and the result where you got victories. You know, it's like there's 365 days in a year and you worked out for 364 days. You didn't hit your fitness goal and you're complaining about not hitting your fitness goal. Well, did you look at how consistent you were training every single fucking day? You know, so my approach with, I think a lot of people need to approach goals with like a swimmer's mentality. You know, when you set a goal, you should set it so that it's specific and measurable and it's out there. But what you're really doing is you're just creating a metric so that you know that you're on course. What you should really be focusing on is like swimming is the strokes. I need to focus on one arm in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. That's what I encourage for everybody is like with your goal setting and achievement and finishing this year, feeling complete, detached a little bit from the outcome, start planting seeds for January. Also focus more on your individual effort versus the outcome. Focus on all these days that are ahead. How can you win today? Can you win tomorrow? That is so much more important than the end of the year.
Absolutely. You know, in order to boost yourself up, one of the things that you can do is to hold yourself accountable. You know, don't enable a loser's mindset. Don't enable a give up mindset, a this is good enough mindset. Oof. You know, I did this. It's fine. You know, I met the status quo. You want to go above and beyond. If you truly want to push yourself, if you truly want to feel good, you need to really challenge yourself and hold yourself to higher standards. Because if you're going for 150% and you only get 110, well, shoot, you're still doing better than everyone around you.
Yeah. What's a time in your life, Charisse, where you shifted from measuring your success off of the result to measuring your success off of your performance?
This year, honestly, would have to be the run journey that I'm on right now. I am not a strong runner. I am not fast. I am not graceful, but I try really hard and I focus on my form. I'm a very competitive person and I hate feeling like I'm not good at something. And in the past, that alone would be enough for me to quit and give up and say, well, I'm not good at this. I don't need to do it anymore. I'll find something that I am good at and focus on that. No, this time I'm approaching it. Hey, let me shift my mindset a little bit. It's not about how fast I am or how many miles I get done. It's about how hard I'm trying. Am I challenging myself? Am I stepping up and pushing myself out of my comfort zone? That's what's important.
Let's give them some context on how your running has improved over the last couple of months.
I went from being able to run 100 yards to I ran 9 miles about 2.5 weeks ago. And I set out to run 7 and I ended up running 9.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a suffering Saturday, guys.
Oh my gosh. And did I suffer?
And she came back in. Then at the end of the day, she was beat, right? And at the end of the day, we were talking and I was asking her about her workout. And then somehow we got in the conversation of how many miles did Jeremiah run? How many miles did Charisse run? And she had ran 9 and I had ran 7. And she was like, holy shit, I beat Jeremiah at a run. I ran more than he did.
For the first time ever, ever.
So it was a good moment. But yeah. You know, what I'll say from an outside view looking in, to somebody that wants to build self-esteem, running has helped you tremendously. I mean, you've always had good confidence. It's also been an area, your confidence has also been an area you've battled with as well, like just like me, just like everybody. But there has been a definite increase in your self-esteem and confidence since you started running. Huge. And so if you guys are struggling with self-esteem issues, I highly recommend you get out and pick up cardio to do it. Everybody hates cardio. When you do something you hate that you know that you should do, you feel really good about yourself afterwards. And that just builds up your self-image. So self-esteem comes from the image that you're holding of yourself in your mind. When you don't follow through on your tasks, when you take the easy route out, you make yourself smaller inside of your mind. You see yourself as less than. And to be honest, like you should see yourself that way because you're capable of so much more and you know it deep down. But in order for you to believe that you're so much more, you have to go out and do the work. So pick a task that you don't want to do that you know that's good for you. Go out, go do it. Go prove to yourself that you're worth more because you are worth more. You deserve the run. For those of you guys that don't know, we do this. We have a mindset, discipline, and fitness program, life coaching program. This guy signed up for it and he was kind of like wanted to negotiate. He's like, hey man, you got any 3-month options? Basically $299 a month, $750 for 3 months, $1299 for 6 months, and $2,000 for a year. So basically if you do the year program, it's $5 a day. We do life coaching. We give you a custom training program, custom nutrition program. And this guy was like hitting me up on it. And he really wanted to work on his mental toughness, get life coaching by us. And he starts kind of negotiating. He was like, bro, he was like, do you have anything that's like a month or like, can I just do the 3-month option? And I'm like, bro. And I called him a bitch in the message and I put LOL at the end of it. I was like, stop being a bitch. You deserve more than the 3-month, 1-month option. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along those lines. You deserve this gift to yourself. You deserve what you want to give to yourself. You deserve the run. You deserve the program. You deserve like it's 1200. It was $1,300, $1,299 or $2,000. You're telling me you're not worth $2,000. You're not worth the $1,299. No, you're worth every cent. You're worth so much more, 100 times more. Gift yourself the run is what I'm saying. My point is that the run that you want to go on, the thing that you don't want to do, on the other side of that is a reward. You deserve that reward. Give it to yourself.
You know, and something about the gentleman that you mentioned, what that makes me think of is, you know, him getting in his own way.
Yeah.
You know, he's blocking his own blessings.
Yeah. And we're all guilty of it. I was like that when I first started investing in myself. It was the first program I bought was $1,000 for 12 weeks. And I was like nervous and like spinning in the inside. I had the money like, and I had spent more money than that before. But I had never spent that much money on myself before. And so I was like, oh gosh, I don't know. But the information that I got was from a guy that was very, very successful. I am an action taker. I got a lot out of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And in hindsight, I'm like, that was, and the thing is that put me on a track. It put me on a personal development and investing in myself track. And it was the first step in the right direction. Because had I not done that, I would have continued to like approach my success alone and continue to live in the problems I was living. I was going in circles, felt like shit about myself, didn't have anybody to relate to, couldn't ask questions. Like, oh my gosh, it was horrible. But anyways, let's keep going. I want to make sure we keep giving valuable stuff to the listener.
I mentioned getting in your own way, how that can keep you from finishing strong and living to your own fullness. How would you suggest that people get out of their own way?
Oof. Well, I guess if we're tying this into the question, right, with the theme, which is you guys that are listening, you want to finish the year feeling complete, but you know that you're getting in your own way. The way that you get out of your own way is a couple of things. One, you need a daily process that you validate yourself with. When you guys don't get a result, where does your happiness come from? Where does your fulfillment come from when you don't get the result? Because you can't control the result. You can only control the effort.
Absolutely.
So if you don't have a process to validate yourself, where I validate myself is I have my daily routine and structure that I've been using for a decade.
It's a great success, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's why the life keeps changing, yeah. You know, and the people, the clients that we teach it, they use it and it changes their lives too. Mm-hmm. The ones that don't, they get a little bit of progress. They go back. So my point is that I want to lay down at night feeling complete. And in order to do that, I don't want any outside influences stopping me from feeling that way. So I'm not going to make my happiness contingent upon my results. My mentor told me, he's like, don't let your profit and loss statement dictate your happiness. Don't let your results dictate your happiness. So you guys, you want to feel complete, feel happy. You want that daily process that you check those blocks and you feel good about yourself. So getting out of your own way is having a daily process that you follow. You just basically execute it like a robot, validates your effort, and that validates you. The next thing is to be of service for others.
That's a really good one.
You know, I get hit up a lot for people that want to know how to wake up on time, wake up early, and be disciplined. A lot of people struggle with that. It's crazy. But I guess, you know, there's times in my life where I struggled with it too. I've just built myself to where it's unconscious. Mm-hmm. I'm an unconscious competent now. But if you guys follow me on social, I wake up now 3 to 4. I mean, I've always woken up early, you know, and I've always, somebody asked me, when do you wake up? I wake up when I tell myself I'm going to wake up. That's been my recipe.
You set the standard and you step to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't negotiate in the morning. I tell myself the night before, or I'm in a season of a certain standard. I'm in fight camp and my body needs an extra hour of rest. So I'm going to tweak my wake up time to accommodate for that hour of rest. Let me recover. But the main thing I do is I decide what time I'm going to wake up and I follow through on that. But the thing that I do to maintain my wake up time and not negotiate with the alarm, I do the morning quote every morning. And I've done that for, I don't know how long. I mean, half a decade or more, like, I don't know, close to a decade, you know, where I wake up in the morning and I do the quote. And the quote's not just for me on my social media, it's for others. So one of the ways to get out of your guys' way is to stop making the situation about you. Make it about serving others. Okay. When I fought Jeremiah Humphreys, I did the cage fight with Jeremiah Humphreys. He hit me in the face. I'm in the cage doing MMA. He hits me and knocks me down. In that moment, I was like, shit, I just got hit in the face. Fuck, that hurt. Wait, am I going to lose? And I started freaking out. Shit, I'm going to lose. And then my thought was, I can't let everybody else down. Do not lose, Jeremiah. There's too many people watching you, supporting you, here to help you, people that bought the tickets, people that are encouraging you. Do not let these people down. That was the automatic thought in my mind. And that gave me strength to get back up and go knock the dude out. So everybody else, you guys that are struggling with getting in your own way, the key is to stop making it about you. When you make it about other people, you stop thinking about yourself, the Plum syndrome, poor little old me. And you start thinking, you know what? This isn't about me. I need to be an example for my kids. I need to get up on time. I need to be an example for my wife, my husband. I'm not saying it should never be about you. Sometimes you do need to make it about you. Give yourself the discipline. But that's one of the things that makes it easier for me is I make it about others.
Yeah. Making an external focus instead of an internal focus. Because sometimes you can get lost in your own head and get lost in the weeds. But when you have something that you're working for and it's not about you, you tend to show up more fully.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's easy to give up on yourself, but it's really hard to give up when you know other people are dependent on you or you're living up to the standard that you're setting for someone else.
Yeah. When I was in Boston a couple years ago training a client out there, the 400-pound guy, and I took him, he was having a hard time completing a mile, walking, running, any combination of walking and running. I took him out. I was teaching him mental toughness, took him out, and he did 5 miles with me. Ran almost all of it, 5 miles, 400-pound dude. And he was struggling with 1 mile before I showed up. Okay. At the end of that 5 mile run, one of the things he was gassed, fatigued, he'd wanted to quit so long ago. One of the things I started telling him, I said, dude, and I'm in his ear. And I'm like, I want you to picture this. Your daughter's in the house. The house is on fire. And you feel the way that you feel. You're tired. You're fatigued. And she's upstairs. There's no way out. She's trapped and she's yelling for you. Daddy, daddy. Save me, daddy. And you're around the corner where we are right now, and she's screaming for you. What do you do? And he started freaking picking it up, man. He started like chugging. He started 1 foot down. The power came back into him, and we were like 400 meters away from the house. And he finished that run in like a sprint to save his damn daughter. Okay. It was so powerful. My point is that had he thought about himself in that moment, he probably wouldn't have reached down and grabbed the strength to finish the race, the run that we were doing like he did. So make it about others.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got time for one more. We can do one more. I'm going to close up.
Going into the new year, since it's the end of the year now, what should people focus on in order to keep themselves going strong?
It comes back to really what I said earlier. You guys don't want to close out this year and go into and slingshot into next year. Focus on holistic success. Have a plan into place. Like, okay, here's what you need to make sure that doesn't happen first. You need to put a plan into place to feel good on Christmas and New Year's. If you're that person that's expecting people to reach out to you and then you're going to feel like shit because nobody reaches out to you and invites you to do anything, You're being entitled. You need to create the experience you want to create for Christmas and the holidays. We don't have victims here. We're not victims on this podcast. We're not victims on social media. We are fucking leaders. So put a plan into place to create your own experience for Christmas and the holidays. And I say that because I was that guy that was sitting alone on all the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and I was whining and complaining that nobody invited me to go do anything. That's just being a little bitch. Don't do that. Put the effort in. Reach out to people. Create the experience that you want. Have a good holiday season. The next thing, start visualizing how you want January to play out. I don't want you guys to get caught up in detailed planning for 2024. You're going to do that on your own anyway. What I want you to focus on is create a soft focus on how you want January to look, a vision, and then start today by focusing on your individual performance and your daily standards. You should be focused on conquering the damn day every day till December 31st. And if you do that, you're going to walk into the new year with momentum. You're going to feel good about yourself, have more self-esteem, and you're going to be able to lay down at night on December 31st feeling complete because you had a good holiday season. You feel holistically successful, even if you didn't get all the results that you wanted to in 2023.
Avoid the self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself and be honest with yourself and those around you.
She said, avoid the self-sabotage. Do not self-sabotage. Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that mean specifically?
Oh, man. Taking your hard work and flushing it down the drain by doing things that are counterproductive to your success.
Yeah. Like you got chopped up. Don't eat the whole cake on freaking.
Don't eat the whole pan of stuffing.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, thank you guys all so much for jumping in. It was a great episode. It was great catching up with everyone. We're excited to do some more. Until next time, be the leader.
I need some motivation. Motivation. Every day I try a little harder, but my dedication. Keep my head way, way above the water. Grinding myself when I yell at the wall. Begging to run, but I needed to crawl. I see the finish line up ahead. Trying to get traction from all of this tread. I am a king. I am a queen. I am more than the people can see. I am strong when I'm needing to be. Vulnerability's nothing to me. You can try, but I'm unshakable. My successes is never debatable. I'm chameleon. I'm so interchangeable. Here's to you and all that you are capable.
To sum it up, I spilled my guts. Sometimes I felt as if I wasn't good enough. But I